Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are shoring up support, but are confident the debt ceiling and budget cuts package they put together will pass. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
McCarthy is facing strong conservative pushback, but insists he has enough votes to pass the bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark says it's unclear how many Republicans will be there with him.
And the fact that it is still an open question.
Clark says Democrats are unified, but some progressives are unhappy with new work requirements for older Americans receiving food aid. Still,
I think things are going as planned.
Hours before leaving for Colorado, the president sent top officials to Capitol Hill to boost support before the vote.
God willing, by the time I land, the Congress will have acted, the House will have acted, and we'll be one step closer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says more help is on the way for Ukraine.
To provide Ukraine with additional munitions for Patriot air defense systems, which Ukraine has been deploying quite effectively, as well as more Avenger air defense systems, Stinger anti-aircraft systems, and ammunition, of course, for the HIMARS artillery and anti-armor systems that the United States continues to provide to Ukraine.
Kirby says the U.S. does not support any Ukrainian strikes inside Russia. Russia claims there were Ukrainian drone strikes in Moscow. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has appointed John Scott as interim attorney general. Ken Paxton has been suspended after the House of Representatives voted to impeach him over allegations of misconduct and crimes. The government says job openings rose unexpectedly in April. This is AP News.
Make a difference in people's lives with Family Resources. Family Resources is hiring for a clinical residential supervisor with a sign-on and retention incentive of up to $2,500 within the first 6 months. They offer a salary of $60,000 per year, competitive benefits, and more. Join their team today. Apply at famres.org. That's famres.org. Family Resources, supporting successful lives to build strong communities.
Sweden is close to becoming the first smoke-free country in Europe. The status of being smoke-free means having fewer than 5% daily smokers in the population. Why don't people in Sweden smoke?
I don't know. I just never started.
I don't like the smell. I want to take care of my body.
The government in Sweden has made it more difficult to smoke in public and more expensive to smoke, but it hasn't stopped everyone.
It's an addiction and one that I aim to stop at some point.
There's also the prevalence of snus, smokeless tobacco. It's banned elsewhere in the EU, but is marketed in Sweden as a cigarette alternative made by Patrick Hildingsson's company, Swedish Match.
It's part of the Swedish culture. It's like the Swedish equivalent of Italian Parma ham or any other cultural habit.
Health authorities in Sweden are reluctant because of nicotine to advise smokers to switch to snus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Actor Al Pacino is about to become a father for the fourth time. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. Al Pacino, who is 83, and his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Afala, are expecting a baby, according to Pacino's representative. He verified the report first published by TMZ, but says no statement will be issued. Pacino and Afala began dating last year. Pacino also has a 33-year-old daughter and 22-year-old twins, a son and a daughter.
A third man has been charged in the 2002 shooting death of Run-DMC star Jam Master Jay.
Jam Master Jay, Run-DMC!
It's the latest in a case that languished for years with witnesses reluctant to speak. Federal prosecutors in New York filed a superseding indictment charging Jay Bryant in the death of Jason Jam Master Jay Mizell. The 49-year-old Queens man was already in custody on unrelated federal drug charges. His lawyer says securing an indictment is one thing, proving it is another. In 2020, Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr. were also indicted for Jam Master Jay's murder. The hip-hop trailblazer was shot in the head in his studio. At the time, authorities said it involved a drug deal gone bad. The typical compensation package for chief executives who run S&P 500 companies rose just 0.9% last year to a median of $14.8 million. That's according to data analyzed for the Associated Press by Equilar. That means half the CEOs in the survey made more and half made less. It was the smallest increase since 2015. Still, the drop is unlikely to quell mounting criticism that CEO pay has become excessively high and the imbalance between company bosses and rank-and-file workers too wide. Julie Walker, New York.
A Scandinavian airline will soon take bookings for the first commercial electric-powered flights. Scandinavian Airlines Systems, or SAS, are set to open online reservations for short-distance flights aboard electric passenger planes. But travelers would have to wait 5 years to depart, with a commercial launch scheduled for 2028. Those booking can choose from 30 seats on each of three flights in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, and will find out the exact departure date via email once scheduled. SAS is one of several airlines investing in the use of electric passenger planes for future commercial travel. China is warning advances to artificial intelligence can pose a risk to its national security. After a ruling Communist Party meeting chaired by President Xi, China is issuing a statement warning of risks posed by AI while also calling for heightened national security measures. The position underscores tension between China's aim to be a global leader in cutting-edge technology and concerns of its potential social and political harms. The statement comes after scientists and industry leaders in the U.S. recently warned of similar risks. It stresses that in China, there is a need to improve the security governance of internet data and AI. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.